NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Sri Lanka. We spoke with him earlier. Jason, tell us where you are.
I'm on the southwest coast of the island at the moment. I'm actually standing on a beach, one of the beaches that was attracting a lot of tourists here before this. People are playing in the waves and there's, you know, coconut trees. It's actually a very beautiful beach. And then just across the street from the beach, there are houses that are completely flattened, brick houses, fairly solid structures. And you're seeing that all along the coast here. It's what's sort of amazing about this catastrophe is that it's not just in one spot. It goes all the way along the coast.
What else have you seen today?
The rubble is being cleared up. There are huge crews out and about picking through the rubble, clearing streets, clearing up what used to be buildings, trying to salvage whatever they can, roofing tiles. People are piling up roofing tiles beside the lot. You're still seeing some bodies being pulled out and placed by the side of the road for collection. You see a lot of local charities moving on the roads, bringing in food supplies, things like that. A lot of activity aimed at cleaning up and trying to get things back to as normal as they can be.
You mentioned local charities. Do you see anything that you can identify as international relief efforts?
I'm not seeing much international relief yet. I'm away from the capital. It sounds like most of the relief is coming into the capital, and then they're organizing it and moving it out. But I'm not seeing much of this on trucks. I'm not seeing much of it being distributed. Most of the aid that I'm seeing is being doled out by local Sri Lankans.
What are the big concerns that people are voicing to you?
People's biggest concern is how this entire rebuild is going to happen. I mean, there are towns which are just completely flattened, and there are a lot of questions about, are people going to be allowed to rebuild in these spots? If they are they going to be able to build the same type of houses? Are they going to have to build elevated houses? And then in addition, a lot of the people are just desperate for some place to stay, some food. There are a lot of people lining the streets, essentially trying to wave down vehicles, asking for food. So the people who've lost everything are simply looking for the very basics in life, and people whose houses were damaged, they're looking at, you know, how is this entire reconstruction going to occur, because there's going to be such a huge need for construction materials all at the same time. They're really looking for some guidance from the government on, in terms of how that's going to proceed.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Sri Lanka. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sri Lankan health officials today increased their estimate of the death toll from last Sunday's tsunami to nearly 30,000 people. At least 16,000 people were injured in Sri Lanka, and more than 5,000 remain missing, according to government officials. Many of the missing reportedly are from a region of Sri Lanka that is controlled by the Tamil Tiger rebel group. The rebels have claimed that the number of missing is more than 18,000.